Hello, everybody, and this is Restaurant Junkies from Pop's Jiggy Tea from Black Mike Studios in lovely northeastern Pennsylvania. Woo, woo. Today, we went to the Bethlehem Diner. You know, I'm gonna be honest, it was not that. I got the pizza burger and pops. Who isn't here to do personal business? Personal stuff get done. He had the regular. No, he had the bacon cheeseburger or bacon burger. Bacon burger, no cheese, whatever. So, first red flag I got. Well, I get that. You know, it was a nice place, beautiful establishment. I liked the way it looked. And it was beautiful. But the first red flag I had was when I saw on the menu, it said hamburger, or and then like regularly $4.70, then deluxe was $6.50. Deluxe came with lettuce, tomato, and French fries. What does that remind you of? What other burger restaurant have you went to that had that? That's right, folks. It reminded me exactly of Nazareth Diner. Exactly. Well, I got a pizza burger, so I got a deluxe. I said, well, no, it comes on the side. So I was like, okay, let's put it on the side. And Pops asked for his burger, hey, did you come with mayonnaise? And they said, no. So, yeah, I think, you know, he asked for a thing of mayonnaise. I'm going to say about 12 minutes goes by. On the side outside, it says 10 minutes or less.
12 minutes. No.
That's whatever. You know. But, well, Pops didn't get his mayonnaise. And I've been to my burger. I got a pizza burger. So it was hamburger, mozzarella cheese, and then tomato sauce. I don't know if that, I'm pretty sure it's a tomato sauce. Burgers were good. Burger was, I mean, like, if I was starving, I'd eat it, but I'm going to say hamburgers, but it was honestly just, Pops waited. He waited to get his mayonnaise to eat his burger. He waited, like, I'm gonna say 5-7 minutes to get mayonnaise that he asked for. He didn't even get it from the lady that was taking our order. He got from his mother. Like, I asked the other one, "Can you need some mayonnaise?" It's on the side, and she said, "Yeah, sure, we're back." But the waitress we had, well, I shouldn't, you know, but the person that was waiting on us. It was very slow. Not slow, but she was talking to other people. She wasn't focused on her job. She was, you know, BSing the whole time. I mean, I understand you see your friend at work, you want to talk to him, whatever. I mean, sure, you can say hi, hello, okay, go back to work, I'll talk to you later. You know, but, like, don't talk for, like, 5 minutes straight. What's the point in that? And, oh my goodness. Oh, huh. Pops and me. Well, Pops first. Emptied up, you know, he got coffee. I got root beer. He emptied out his coffee. You know, he's done drinking it. You know, he put this idea of refill. You know how long took me and Pops waiting to get a refill? 15 minutes of sitting there and waiting for our waitress to come and refill our drinks. Around 15 minutes. No, that was honestly horrendous. That was a really long waiting time. I did not like at all. It was crazy. I don't know why we waited that long. You know, people, because she walked right by us like so many times, and the people she was talking to, by the way, were right behind us. I don't care, like, you know, we have friends, but come on, lady. I don't know. We told the guy, I don't know who's the guy in charge or the person in the front desk, that, you know, we're Pop's GT. He's, you know, trying to prove everybody's been watching this, so. Hi. Well, I'm trying to think what else happened at that restaurant. They had a lot of good looking desserts. I wanted dessert, but I didn't want to wait another hour for a dessert. It was bad. Honestly, it was really bad. Okay, so me and Pops agreed on rating before, you know, the stuff we couldn't be on tonight happened. You know, hey, business. So we gave it a 3 out of 10. I wouldn't recommend it. You know, I don't like it personally. The hammers and whatnot, they're kinda eh. But maybe the other food looked good, the desserts looked good. So maybe, you know, the food, you know, maybe the hammers aren't the specialty. I'm gonna put the ad in here and we'll get back and talk about the daily weekly recipe. Okay, see you after the break. And we're back. So our recipe of the day is gonna be the easiest thing to make. No one can mess this up. Spaghetti. I know, but it's not a good recipe. Well, I don't have anything prepared for recipes. That's Pops' field, not mine. So, for Pops, well, for the spaghetti, the one that we make, we get spaghetti noodles, a big boiling pot, like a big circle, but a big pot. We crack the spaghetti in half. We put boiling water in it first. Sorry, I should put that. Boiling water in it first. Crack the spaghetti in half. Put it all in. If you want it as half, whatever. I'm pretty sure all. And you put olive oil so it doesn't stick to the bottom. My throat. Shit. Then you stir it around. Well, you can keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on it. Taste it every couple minutes. See if you like the taste. Turn it off. Put a strainer in the sink. Dump the boiling hot water into the strainer. And then, well, but shit. Can't forget the sauce. So we don't make our own sauce. So you get canned sauce or whatever sauce you used, Hunt's. Depending on how many people you have, one or two cans. So as you say, used to. Put two cans of Hunt's sauce in a smaller pot to cook on the stove. And then me and Pops put some sugar in it to sweeten it. It's like, you know, some sauce is bitter. They like sweet sauces, you know. I don't know, we're sweet guys. But yeah, you put some sugar in it, and that. We put the, what it's called? Stovetop on like 4 or 5. Make see if it's hot or not. Stir it around so it doesn't bubble. Put a cup, stir it around. This is about the spaghetti. I know, I finished it already with spaghetti. So, after you strain it, why not you put it back in the boiling pot and you put hot water on it. And then you put a cover over so it doesn't get cold. You don't want cold spaghetti. Duh. And, anything else you need? Make sure the sauce is done. Get a plate. And eat up. Let me think. What else? This is really short. I don't want it to be this short. Oh. Car ride story time. Well, actually, no. Not going to be safe for this Friday's podcast. Today, I'd like to bring up, well, guys, we got everything we wanted in the mail. These plans are coming forward to build the studio in the barn by this weekend. Hopefully, I have it done by next week or following weekend, maybe give us like 3 weeks or a month. And we got an Elgato. Pops might buy a new laptop just for the Elgato to run through, which we don't need. This computer can't handle it, I use right now. But I'm pretty sure downstairs laptop can. What else did we get? Shit. Well, we have a mixer. We're not using it right now, so I don't know how to use it. Well, I don't know how to like plug it in and have it operate as a mixer itself. What else did we get? Oh, and a 150-foot Ethernet cord running from my room to the barn. So that's going to be about, well, we got 150 feet. So hopefully about that. If not, we're fucked. Let me think. I got all that for Pops' car. So, you know, I'm going to be driving it. I got FM transmitters. I listen to music. You know, while driving. Anything else? Any other food-related topics? No, I'm sorry. I don't know. It's honestly, it's boring without Pops. And, you know, people got the bloopers of me freaking out because Pops ain't here. And kind of like, I don't know. I can't. This podcast is for two people and it freaks me out. Sorry about the weird cut there and why it's quiet. I had to get some stuff out. Goodbye, guys. We'll see you on Friday. You'll hear from us on the Restaurant Junkie podcast next Tuesday for our last one. The final one is number 9. Number 10 is next week. Woo! No more hamburgers. Thank God. All right. Bye, guys. See you then.